June 24th, flip-flop. Paul wanted Timothy to accompany him, and he took him and circumcised him because of the Jews who were in those places, for they all knew that his father was a Greek. Acts 16:3. Paul just finished pleading before the elders in Jerusalem over the whole circumcision question. What happened? Did Paul flip-flop in his preaching? It was actually because of Paul and Timothy's commitment to the gospel that they carry out this decision. Everyone knew Timothy's father was a Gentile, meaning that Timothy was uncircumcised. That would offend the Jews that Paul and Timothy wanted to share the good news with. So, to give everyone their best chance of hearing the gospel clearly, Timothy was willing to limit his own freedom. He did something that could never be undone so that there would be one less barrier for someone else to get past, to receive Jesus with gladness. You might say, that's too much consideration for a group of people who were wrong. Yet the Bible says, in humility, count others more significant than yourselves. Philippians 2:3. You might say, that seems like giving up too much. Yet Paul said that if his Jewish brothers could be saved, he would give up his own eternal life for them. Romans 9:3. Could you give up some earthly things that others might gain the heavenly things you are looking forward to? Ask God to point out to you what the people around you need you to give up in order that they see Jesus more clearly.